To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a couple of quick comments. If you were able to get out to the show over the weekend, it was a delight. I wasn't really familiar with the Descendants story because my children are older, but it was great. The show was great. Knowing that it was all produced and whatnot by the kids and the art department and all that, it was amazing. And so thank you to Mrs. Clark and Mrs. Waters and everyone else that was involved. The students did a phenomenal job. It was great. It was just wonderful. We are going to go into executive session for about 10 minutes. It's not going to take more than that. So I do need a motion to enter executive session for the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation or matters leading to an appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. So, a motion?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
And to look at our entire sound system, our soundboard in the auditorium, and give us some quotes on upgrades and issues that they might be able to find that can help us be able to better project what our student performers are doing on stage. We know one of the issues is older microphones, so that's something we're certainly going to need to look at as well. So I'll be communicating with you guys. I'm sure any associated cost for soundboards and mics and whatnot probably won't be cheap, but something I think that we might want to look at as we move into next year.
But that sound system has been there forever.
it's got some miles on it, Pat.
Okay. Items requiring board attention. Board action.
I can't recommend myself, so
well,
somebody else
right,
need
so
to do that.
Well, all right, so I will do that. I'm going to look for a motion to appoint interim superintendent, and that interim superintendent for the year 25 to 26 will be Mr. Pat D. He's graciously agreed to come back another year to keep us in check with all of our capital projects and whatnot. So do I have a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
I just want to go on record as saying I still think this process should have been carried out. I think that we should have finished that, whether we were going to hire one of them or not. I think we should have had that option. So just put on record saying that.
I agree.
Okay. Do we have any public comments?
So I guess I don't understand what this
We have closed the superintendent search,
okay,
and we have appointed Mr. D as interim for the upcoming year.
And why was it closed? Why aren't we searching anymore?
We can't discuss personnel or anything like that in an open forum.
That question is not a personnel question. Unless you're going to talk specifically about why you did not choose any of the candidates, but if you're just talking process, that's not covered by executive session.
Mr. D?
That's true.
Okay. All I can say is that the board came to the realization that the two candidates we had left were not the right fit for us at this point.
And so why was it stopped? Why not continue the search?
We took into consideration all the people that applied. Yes. And the board does, the board is going to complete another search at some point.
I guess I just don't understand why we don't just continue it on. Why can't we just, so we're going to continue, we're going to further Mr. D having the contract for how long?
For the year.
For one more year? And are you going to renew for the $800 a day?
We have renewed.
Is that?
That's it, is this what we're not?
It was the board's decision.
So were there any other options presented for the board? I mean, is there any other, was that discussed?
I don't understand your question.
So is there any other options such as maybe having someone as a consultant for superintendent?
We've talked about that. We talked about that in executive session as to what our next plan will be in regards to another search. Yes.
I guess I just don't understand why we would stop the search.
Can I give this a shot? We have,
thank you,
in this coming year, some significant hurdles that we have to face. And we felt that it would be detrimental to the community if we took someone on that we did not have full confidence in. Mr. D has been gracious enough to stay with us to try and help us navigate some of them. So when it comes to this next school year, we can start our search again in hopes to come across someone that we feel confident in. I think you could probably appreciate where we come from when you're faced with a scenario where you have to make a choice for the betterment of whatever it is you're working for. If you don't have the confidence in that, it makes it very hard to feel that you're doing the right thing. It wasn't an easy decision for us to come to, and I have to express that there was, you know, a multitude of factors that came together. So this wasn't something that we did lightly, and it was wholeheartedly for the best interest of the community that we made the decision that we did. I don't know if that helped you, but
it was, again, it was the majority.
It was a hard decision.
Any other comments? Okay. Can we have a motion to adjourn, please?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Mr. LaChapelle, Mr. Lambert, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.